RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Homul Casino Resort, the player's place.
Paulie, you're doing a great job today.
Thank you.
But with all the things that you are doing in addition to your normal responsibilities, you let something slip through the cracks, and I got to call you out on it.
Again.
Yeah. Dude, we were playing that last clip. I think it was the Nathan clip.
Yeah.
Or the Alphabet clip, and I go, you went flat, like waved at me, and you're like, Paulie, did you forget? I'm like, oh, no. What did I do now? Thought I like screwed up the rundown or something on Twitter.
No, yeah. I noticed. So remember back at Real or Fake, Wyatt dominated the game of Real or Fake
crushed
to qualify for the grand prize drawing. And I said, stay on hold. Paulie will get your information during the break.
I did. He did stay on hold, I did get his information.
It's true.
You did your 30 minutes
later. Guy's sitting there rotting.
The
and got Wyatt's information. Thank you for being so very patient.
Sweet angel.
So bad. He was very cool about it. He goes, bro, you're fine. Like,
I like that dude. He was
he's
nice.
Like, I put you on speakerphone and I'm just sitting here working. Like, you guys are fine. What happened was, because today's show is a little bit weird, I have our rundown here and I just have it in a different spot than I normally do so I can see it a little bit easier as we're following each segment carefully. And the paper was covering the little spot on our board where the phone
where the phone lights up.
So I would never, like, normally I would have looked over eventually. I would have saw that he was still on hold. I would have taken care of it. It was covering it up. Never even thought.
He's in the chat. Wyatt Proctor. So love you guys. No big deal. Good job, dude. He crushed that, man.
All right. I'm going to try not to do the same thing and forget about our biggest fan announcement, because it is time to read another name in our biggest fan contest. If you hear your name called, you're going to have 10 minutes to call us back at 833-288-0973 and qualify for our grand prize drawing, 20 tickets, you and your friends for a night in our Odyssey suite at a Padres game this upcoming season with all the fan staff catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. And today's biggest fan for Ben and Woods is Michael Torres from San Diego. Michael Torres from San Diego, you're now on the clock. 833-288-0973, although chances are Paulie won't see you calling in, even if you do, unless you move your rundown to a different spot. I'll keep an eye out on the phone lines as well. So, Michael, good luck, and we'll have more names for you at 1 o'clock and 5:30 today, probably earlier, because we got good Sunday night football game tonight here, or Thursday night football game tonight. It would be weird to play Sunday night football on Thursday, but they do that sometimes.
They don't ever move Sunday. They don't ever move Sunday to Thursday.
Sometimes they, like, bill, oh, it's a special Friday night edition of Thursday night football. Right. They have absolutely done that, but no.
They have?
Thursday, yes, they have. To keep the branding and everything, then change the day.
Well, happy Sunday
to
everyone.
Yeah, we got
the
Rams and the Seahawks tonight for you here on 97.3 The Fan. Big matchup in the NFC to determine the number one seed and the leader in the NFC West.
And you'll, of course, be working on the Christmas and holiday extravaganza.
I will be anchoring the news tonight again on ABC 10.
Okay. I need you to come with one killer bit tomorrow.
All right.
Just killer.
One of the killer bits of our year came all the way back in January. Of course, Woods and Paul introduced me to my very first experience.
At a gentleman's club. A couple years before.
That was 2 years ago.
Yep. That was. And then we were thinking about going back when we were visiting. We never did go back, did we?
Paulie and I did.
Did you? I missed it. Missed out on that trip.
Maybe had the time of our lives that night.
You didn't show up until a few days in.
Yeah.
And it was like our first night. We're like, should we just go tonight?
Let's just go.
Screw it. Let's go.
Remember how fun that was?
That was a good time.
Oh, man.
Did you have dinner while you were there?
No, we did not have any dinner.
Yeah, because
been unable
not after
to,
this segment.
Would have been unable to eat.
Well, I asked you what you were going to do. You're going to Arizona.
Yeah, we're going to Arizona, and we had talked about maybe making a return trip to Explicit at some point, which is your favorite place on the planet.
Hey there, Delilah.
And you surprised me and Paul. I mean,
this is unbelievable.
Unbelievable. he just drops casually. Yeah, I was looking yesterday. I was looking at explicit. It's a gentleman's club. I was looking at. Tell me.
I had asked Paul like a week ago where is our Airbnb that we're staying at next week. I'll be there on Monday.
Correct.
So I was looking around the area for dining options. I went to the Google Maps and I went all right, restaurants in the area. Because I want to know where I want to eat when I'm on vacation. It's an important thing for me.
Do you like that app, Eat Her?
Yeah. And something popped up on the building, and I go, wait, I know that building. That's where we went to Explicit. Is it not Explicit anymore? Is it a restaurant? It came up as a restaurant. And we did not eat at our visit at Explicit last year.
No, we drank.
Had a couple of cocktails, but there was no food involved. So I thought, maybe Explicit's gone and they've turned it into like a diner or a buffet or something. So I just clicked on it to check and see what it was called. And it was a restaurant. It said it was called Breweria, but it was inside. It said inside Explicit Show Club. And I said, then maybe they have a kitchen inside where you can order food while you're enjoying.
What's it called again?
Breweria. Breweria.
I was wondering, is it like Breweria? Like, Breweria. But they're saying bruh because it's Bruh.
Breweria? I don't know.
It sounds like diarrhea.
I don't know.
Hey, let's open a restaurant and let's get it as close to diarrhea as we can.
This said,
without calling it Eat at Diarrhea's. It's delicious.
So I clicked on the menu just to see what they had. It said
Is it next door to gonorrhea? Come to chlamydia, and we have the best, most delicious buffet of all time. Join us at chlamydia for happy hour tonight.
Said the flavors of fusion culture.
Okay.
All right.
So Breweria.
So I decided, I'll just look at the menu and see what they have. Maybe there's something we want to order if we're going to go.
Oh, it's witchery in Spanish. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it sounds like a brewery, too.
Like Breweria. Brewery. Like, but.
Okay. Breweria.
And so then I clicked on the menu, and it was the most inappropriate menu I've ever seen. It was like It was like a restaurant that knew it was inside
of a gentleman's
establishment. And I go, none of these things sound appealing. I mean, it's very standard fare, actually, but they've given up names that are just not that appropriate.
Such as?
So instead of their appetizers, it says a teaser, and you can get the deep sticks, which are just fries served with a side of ketchup.
Just call them fries.
That's what I thought. And then there's the joy sticks, which are six mozzarella sticks with a side of marinara sauce.
Read the second one.
Or you can get the mini porn dogs, which are 12 corn dogs served with a side of ketchup or mustard.
There's no way that is real.
That's what it says on their menu. I've got it right here.
And then they also have
mini porn dogs.
Mexican cheese pizza.
It's a quesadilla. They have quesadillas as well. And then I went down to the sliders and burgers. And the first one is the Alabama three-way, which is three beef sliders topped with cheddar cheese and pickles. No substitutions, Woods. There's the reverse cowgirl, which is cheese, onion rings, barbecue sauce, and bacon. Do you really want to order any of these things?
Kind of now.
The tacos, they just call it.
Be careful.
Threesome, because you get three of them. Threesome actually would be nice. You can choose carne asada or chicken topped with
a
guacamole.
A threesome would be fun.
With guacamole, cilantro, pickled onions. No mix or matching, though, Woods. You can't get two carne asada and one chicken.
They're all three.
And then after that, I can't even read the rest of the menu on the air, honestly. The wing,
really?
What they call the wings, I can't read on the air.
Let me see. Hang on.
I can't read what they call their wings. Am I right?
Oh, my God! There is no way! There is no way! Who would order that?
They call their sauces your choice of lubes. Kickin' Bergen, Jamaican Jerk, Mango Habanero, Korean Barbecue, Extra Hot, Honey Hot, Sutter Ranch, Blue Cheese.
You can't say the name of
it. And then, wait. And then the dessert. The dessert.
Oh my God.
Not something you can say on the radio.
You can't say it.
Or really, I could never even say in the restaurant. I could be sitting there. I couldn't order dessert.
Give me a blank.
I couldn't say out loud to order it.
Probably put it in the chat. It's unbelievable. Go to the dessert and the what they call their, what is it? Their wings?
Their wings.
I can't wrap my head around this. So first of all, First of all, the dessert's fine, but nobody's going to order what they call their wings there. You don't want it in real life, and you don't want it at your table. It's the last thing you want. This is unbelievable.
None of these things go well with food. It's just not. Now, right, Paulie looked it up.
Let me get a beer and let's see.
The big hole. Jesus, dude. Try being a okay, I'll give you like the porn dogs and stuff. That's pretty funny. I've never heard it before, so you got me. The joysticks, whatever. That's funny. This is like so not subtle at all.
Not at all.
I mean, not even a little. Good Lord. Yeah, I think the word that the name that the place is called, I've heard that word before, but not the way you described it. You made it sound like diarrhea.
I don't know.
Briarrhea, you said, or whatever.
Brujeria?
Brujeria. Wow, man. DoorDash, more like DoorAss. That's a good one. Gaunt's Ghost. I don't want to eat there. I can tell you that right now. Especially now. I mean, I didn't really before, but I could have been convinced.
Well, having
actually, now for the bit, we probably have to. We probably have to do it.
So, again, before last, you've never been to a gentleman's establishment. Yeah. And now, having gone once,
you feel like you've seen it.
It doesn't feel like a place you'd want to order a big plate of nachos.
Why?
No.
I just don't feel like I'd feel comfortable just eating in front of people who are obviously working. They're plying their
It is weird
their trade.
To eat in front of nude people. Exactly. While you're fully clothed.
Yes.
Now, if you're both nude and you're sharing a plate of nachos, that could be fun.
Maybe, right? I don't know.
Some room service. I mean,
yeah, I've done it a million
times. It felt okay to drink a cocktail while doing it, but again, if a big messy burger, sticky wings.
You're eating a reverse cowgirl and barbecue sauce is running down your chin onto your shirt. And she's like, hi, so where are you from? Hang on, I've got to get this onion ring down.
It doesn't feel right.
Jeez. I've been to, there was one in Dallas that it had pretty good food. And like my creepy manager used to be like, hey, we're taking clients over to the Lodge.
Great time.
It was called the Lodge. And it's a top, I mean, it's one of the top ones in the world. And I'm like, I don't want to go to a client lunch at a strip club and eat crab legs in the middle of the day and prime rib. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, I feel so creepy right now. But that was radio back in the early 2000s, Benny. Holy cow.
Your homework.
I do find it amazing that he went and was like, well, I mean, let's just see. Now I feel like we have to have a meal there. I'm just going to tell you right now. I think the audience needs it. I think we need it. I'm going to need to see you order that dessert. I'm going to need to see you order the wings. I'll have it.
12 mini porn dogs.
Yeah, I will definitely try those, but it's going to be tough.
Just frozen and thrown in an air fryer. I can't imagine that we're talking about Michelin star fare at the Brujeria.
But I think the audience needs it now at this point. And it's going to be fun trying to sneak that by on the old expense account, too. Explicit. $78.
I hope they don't itemize the menu items on the
order a reverse cowgirl.
Polly, how many porn dogs can you eat? I'm not joking. And I know I said I wouldn't make fun of Adam until the first, but we already lost Roki, so I'm not jinxing anything. So what's going to happen next? How low, much lower can we get?
Pretty low.
A deeper darkness. But I can recall him one time. Paulie and I submitted a receipt. We left Fantasy Camp on Friday, and we stopped at Mickey D's, and we were we were so hungry. We ordered a buttload of food. He literally was like, is this for just you and Paul? I was like, yes. He's like, good God. I was like, hey, I don't need to be shamed for my order at McDonald's, bro. Like, we're both away from our wives. No one's watching us. We're in the middle of Gila Bend. Like, nobody knows us.
It's
there.
We can do Taco Bell.
We can do what we want. Like, he's good. Yeah. Two 20-piece McNuggets. I'm like, bro, please don't call me and itemize my receipt with me.
How did
over
you gain
the phone?
All the weight?
I was so embarrassed. So embarrassed. Thanks, Adam. Well, yeah, that one's going to be tough to sneak by the management. But we will try. We certainly will try. That's a true story, man. By the way. He actually did call me. The receipt I turned in for Mickey D's was like $48. So he's like, I've never seen anyone order more food. It was just the two of you. Are you sure? I'm like, yes, it was just the two of us.
Did you guys buy burgers for everyone in Gila Bend?
Like, I legit was like, you're calling me to ask? Just pay the $48. We were hungry. Leave us alone. He did. He went right through it. 220 pieces. Did you really need? You couldn't have shared one? Large Cokes, large fries, Big Mac. I'm like, hey, man. We've been up early. We had a game. We had to drive. It was the only thing open. Like, please.
On that particular day, it's just to be fair, like, we don't eat until like 3 o'clock usually.
Exactly.
And we get on the road because we wake up, we do the show, we go right to the field.
Usually one of us
is playing in that 7 a.m. game, and then we got to wait around. Yeah, it's
I was. We were so hungry, and I was like, God, bro, I'm going ham in here. He's like, me too. I'm starving. And sure enough, 3 weeks later when I submit, this can't be right. I go, hey, just cover what you want, and I'll pick up the rest. You want to cover 25 of it? I'll just cover the rest.
Oh, my God.
Don't do this to me.
Odyssey has a strict 11 McNuggets per person.
They have a strict $12 a meal policy. Good God. Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a timeout.
That ruled, by the way. That segment was so good.
That was like, yeah, the first week
it was
like back.
The first week back.
When we come back, it's a short clip, but it's certainly a signature moment from 2025, because you never know who's listening when big news breaks, because sometimes it's the general manager of the San Diego Padres.
Indeed.
That's coming up. We'll also give away some SDSU basketball tickets. Don't go away. More Ben and Woods coming up after a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEGE 000466. For a full list of games and rules played at 7 Mile Casino, visit 7milecasino.com.
You know, speaking of places that we like to go and eat, 7 Mile Casino, the menu isn't that explicit, if you will. It is very much under control, but the food is spectacular. The wings that they have, they just call them wings. And there's salt and pepper wings, and there's hot wings. But we've had the salt and pepper wings. They're outstanding. The Kung Pao Chicken. I can't even think of a sexy name for that. I was called Kung Pao Chicken because it's that good. The food there speaks for itself.
It does.
Right.
I guess implicitly it speaks for itself at 7 Mile Casino and at Sammy's, but you're really going there because it's San Diego's best card room, Baccarat, Pai Gal, Texas Hold'em Poker, and of course, California-style blackjack. Great dealers, high-limit players, you are welcome. They are spreading some no-limit hold'em action right now if you want to go down in the mornings. Any time of the day, great place, and it's light, it's airy. You got windows that look out on San Diego Bay. It's nothing like any card room I've ever been to before. It really should be your place. It's ours as well. Check it out over the holidays here as well. 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Ah, just another 30-plus minutes of the Urine Review.
I could have gone another 2 hours.
That was pretty fun.
That was a lot of fun.
It's been pretty fun. Tier 1s, thank you for joining us today.
Will you admit you were wrong now?
About what?
But remember when you wanted to sprinkle in sad stuff and Nick Pivetta interviews? Isn't this better? Haven't you had a good time?
I have had a good time.
I want you to say it live on the air.
Fine.
I was wrong.
You were right.
No, just say it. You don't have to tell me I was wrong. There you go. I want to hear it again.
I was wrong.
Save that. Clean. Say it again.
I was wrong.
Oh, I'll get one more time.
I was wrong.
If I could get my wife to do that once.
Been like the perfect show.
Yeah. Been great. So much fun.
Now this, do it one more time.
I was wrong.
Thank you.
Let you fade out the music first.
Yes.
No, it's because Woods was talking over you on the last one. Sorry.
This next clip wasn't exactly hilarious.
I was wrong.
I didn't think so at the time.
Thank you, Paulie.
And I was wrong.
And by the way,
in hindsight, I was wrong. I was right.
That's my Christmas gift.
That's purple just said.
In hindsight, I wasn't all that wrong after the Padres at the trade deadline.
You sucker.
Oh, my God.
I can't stand you.
Turned out not to be the game changer we hoped it would be at the time when
how
we were
how
excitedly
you?
Celebrating.
Look at him with the Wayback Machine.
It did lead to a pretty memorable moment on the day after the trade deadline when we had A.J. Preller joining us on the show. I think it was 8 o'clock, but he had been listening when we started the show like this at 6 a.m.
I'm Woodsy. Paul Reindel's the executive producer of the program. Hi, Paul.
Aloha.
Aloha to you. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us.
Not so friendly. I guess I feel like if we haven't learned our lesson that you don't always know what you've got until you see it. I mean, you know, I would have assumed in 2022 that the Padres were going to cruise to a World Series title.
Hang on. This is how we're starting today. Skeptical and questioning.
Absolutely. I mean, I will tell you, that I think the Padres have the best roster in baseball right now. So I liked the moves yesterday. But you can't celebrate. You celebrate wins. You don't celebrate trades.
I just wanted you guys to yell and to be excited and get some energy going. That's it. That's all I want.
2 hours later.
I never really listened to you guys, but on the way to basketball this morning, I listened to your opening. And
it was terrible. And sorry about that. I thought you did a great job personally, and most of the fan base did as well.
Turned on the radio today, yeah, and I was ready to get a little bit fired up, get amped up. 5:45, 6 in the morning. Yeah, and then Ben set the tone. So, see what
happens. Oh my God.
I am pretty high on actually all these moves, AJ. So
totally,
I will say good job. And
sounds like it.
And you already have legendary status, but you just cemented it on this show. I'm sure I'll never hear the end of this. I will never hear the end of this.
Appreciate you guys for having me. And
it's our pleasure. It's at least it's AJ. It's my pleasure and Paul's pleasure.
I remain skeptical as always. Thank you, AJ. As always, appreciate
thank you, buddy.
It, AJ Preller. There he is, general manager and president of baseball operations, and of course, tier one of the Ben and Woods program.
Sounds like it.
Sounds like it.
Sounds like it was so epic. Because I think it happened before the show, and I go, oh man, I'm fired up. Let's give it a guttural yell. And Ben's like, no. I'm like, why?
Yeah, like 10 seconds before we hit the air.
Right before we went out, I was like, yes, this is going to be crazy. Look at all these guys we got.
You were in Hawaii and said, you told us off the air like 10 seconds before our cameras turned on and the show started. And you go, hey, remember, guys, guttural yell for the deadline. And then Ben goes, absolutely not. And then that's how we started the show.
Guttural yells are for wins. I follow the rules. Those are the rules.
Right.
We could have done a guttural yell this morning for the Aztecs because they won last night. It wasn't all
the Air Force.
I mean, yeah. It wasn't all that legendary of a win, but they did win last night.
You guys were sweating it.
I
forgot it was on. Yeah. I really did. I was busy.
Basketball and football suck sometimes to watch when you're not very level-headed.
Yeah. Baseball's not great either.
Even I can get myself going in basketball.
Ben, who never...
I get very frustrated.
He never panics. I'll text him throughout the season during the middle of a Padres game, and I'm like, this sucks. And he's like, just relax. It's fine.
Yeah.
Like, but basketball, last night I go... you guys were texting each other, and I literally forgot it was on, man. I was busy doing dad stuff, and as soon as I got the kids down, I looked at my phone, and you're like,
this sucks. And Paulie's like, they're losing to Air Force. And I go, they're losing? And Ben is like, yeah, they're just not good. This is not good. I don't know what to do.
Like, I don't know what it is. They're just not a very good team. And
we talked about it. They are so much more talented, so much deeper than Air Force, which is a young roster that can take no NIL money, that can take no transfers from the portal. This is a team, there was a reason they were favored by 24 points. Yep. And it's like in the first half, it's back and forth.
33-30 at half-ish?
They're up 3 at half, and I'm going, this is inexcusable. This team is too good to be pushed by a team like Air Force on your home floor. It's not even like you're up at altitude. It's just not acceptable. And I was frustrated as a fan. And then in the second half, they played really, really well.
Yeah. So what do you do after a game like that? Like I said, in baseball, you don't really have first half, second half. Football and basketball, it is broken up naturally like that for you. And you go, well, they had a really crap first half. They played better in the second half. They won by 23 points or whatever. But I because of that first half, I felt so soured by that that I was like, well, you should have beat them by 40. Like,
yeah, you were pissed they won by 20. They didn't cover.
Dutch will never say it, but I've got to imagine this team is making him tear his hair out a little bit, because all you have to do is go, play like that. Play like you did in the second half. We're going to be the team everyone thought we were going to be. And then, yeah, all right, we'll do that. And then the next game they come out and it's like, what is going on with you guys?
You keep having these lesser than opponents coming into your building
just
and hanging with you for at least the first half and into the second half.
Or beating you like Troy did the whole game.
Exactly. And eventually, it's just not, you're not going to be able to live like that, man. Like, a good team was going to be able to knock you off. You're going to let them hang for too long, and you're going to be like, what the hell just happened?
That was the Air Force. That was your easiest game in the Mountain West. And it looked like it in the second half, but it certainly didn't look like it in the first half. There's going to be much tougher games coming up. You're going to have to win them if you want to put together a resume. Unless you can beat Arizona on Saturday, which, I mean, doesn't look like it's in the cards at the moment. But, they play like they did in the second half. You've got enough talented players. You should be able to hang with any team in the country.
I like that you said it's inexcusable.
I'm frustrated.
Tell it like it
team.
Is on this station.
Yeah,
that's how
my expectations were very high for this year.
Yeah,
and I've been frustrated and disappointed.
Welcome to San Diego sports, pal.
There you go. All right, if you would like to go see the Aztecs play,
if you also would like to be disappointed,
yes. they're 1-0. They're atop the standings in the Mountain West right now. Got a big game, the biggest home
what
game.
What a sell
early.
Job for those tickets. That's an Adam Klug as
I'll
it gets
what,
right
so
there.
So Boise State beat St. Mary's. They have come up with a couple of big wins. They're top 40, I think, in the net. They're coming to Viaz Arena on January 3rd. One of the biggest games early in the season. You got to win that one at home against. That's a quad one game, I think, if they're in the top 30. You got to win that one. And if you want tickets to it, we're going to give some away right now. 833-288-0973. Last tickets of the year from Ben and Woods. 833-288-0973. Fifth caller. Going to put you in the seats at Viejas for Aztecs Boise State. You can get your tickets at GoAztecs.com. All right. By the way, thanks to A.J. Preller for appearing on our David P. Shapiro fan hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. How do we wrap up a show like this? Well, we do it with scrommeting.
Yes.
When we come back with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3, The Fan. One important thing from all of 2025 was what Woods and I learned about taking care of our families for the after years when we're gone. By filling out some simple questions at trustandwill.com and getting real estate documents without having to go to an expensive lawyer's office.
That's right, man. Go to trustandwill.com. Use the code FAN, F-A-N, when you check out. You'll get 20% off of your trust or will. Definitely look into that trust, my friends. Keep your family out of a long, lengthy, expensive probate court. Can drag on and on and on. And really, it's insult to injury at that point.
Think about it when you're gathered with your family. If something should happen to you and your spouse and you didn't name a guardian for your children, like your sister or your mom couldn't come in and just say, I'll take them. The court actually has to decide that without your approval. And that's going to be a messy process. But you can get all of that taken care of online simply by going to trustandwill.com. Again, use code FAN at checkout to get 20% off your trust or will at trustandwill.com.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
While we are urinating the review of the year.
Urinating?
I don't know. Urine reviewing. Hadn't thought about this guy in a long time. Remember Steve, who is the piano, guitar, vocal teacher,
yeah,
who was insistent.
Stephen Coronado.
The videos, yeah, about the
Elite.
Padres needing to bunt more and better.
Mike Schilt, who loves bunting, was like, hey, bud.
I thought...
about enough.
I thought perhaps that, you know, all the discourse on bunting throughout the year had discouraged him because I hadn't heard from him in months. Just got a tweet from Steve, with a video promoting his music lessons. Okay. Hi, Ben. Even though the Padres led baseball with sacrificed bunts last year, it was still a weakness on their team. But I've learned, to win a sports championship, you have to make your weakness at least adequate.
No, you have
rely
to stop
on your
bunting.
Strength
stop
to
it!
Win.
You have to not bunt. You know, that is how you win championships.
Like the Dodgers and the Blue Jays and everybody else that didn't bunt.
His takeaway was, even though the Padres...
They were number one.
By a wide margin.
Like 50%.
Doubling the second place bunting team. That the reason they didn't succeed is that they didn't bunt enough last year.
If he's not at the Christmas and holiday extravaganza tomorrow, then everyone, we should all quit. Because I don't want to flog him publicly, but I feel a debate is in order at some point.
He's a man of his convictions.
I've never seen someone so convicted. The bunting sickness infected this team last year. It infected this clubhouse. Infected it. It was Pavlovian, as I described it. You know, this guy's a really tough pitcher because, you know, I'm in the big leagues. If I drop one down and give them an out, of which there's only 27, I'm going to hand them an out. Mike Schilt will pat me on the ass and tell me, great job, and then go tell Kevin Acey after the game how unselfish a player I am. So I'm doing it. I can't hit this guy slider, Pink. All right, and then, you know, ground back to the pitcher and out at first, but so-and-so moves into scoring position. Pop fly to right field, not enough to advance, strike three. Like, here we go. It happened so many times last year. So many times. Oh, first inning, giving an out away. Oh, my God. You can't look at this team and be like, that's what we need more of. We need more of it. I'm sorry. Like, I don't die on many
hills.
You want
to be Craig Stammen's first order of business.
Stop bunting!
Take the culture away. Like, we're not here to bunt. We're not here to pat you on the back for bunting.
If you bunt, you're fined. For the most
part. A series
part.
Of fines for good play.
Yeah, there you go. Series of fines for good play. We're coddling these guys way too much.
A bonus for player voted least valuable player.
A bonus for player that strikes out swinging instead of bunting. It really got to be a disease.
All right, we've got two more clips for you, including some scrommeting. We'll get to our last year in review look backs right after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. I'll let our second to last clip for you speak for itself as we go all the way back to February.
I do apologize, Paco.
we definitely plan to cover some SDFC when it goes down, for sure.
Going back to our show's rankings, at least as determined by Barrett Sports Media.
Yeah.
Jeff in the chat, I swear to God, this was not planned. Jeff says, we need more Ben prank skits.
I agree.
Maybe that would help. Well, lo and behold, while I was editing that promo to make it sound a little bit tighter, you take out some of the breaks and the pauses and the maybe a stutter here or there. You want to make it sound clean. It sounds a little bit more like this.
Ben and Woods on the Fan.
You do have to caution that making a move just to, you know, make fans feel better this week, probably not the smartest thing.
It goes on from there.
Right.
And so while I was making that, and I was cutting out all of the pauses and the edits, I noticed that there was a lot of little waves, sound waves on my software of breathing. Just as you're talking, just getting ready to say your next sentence. And I thought,
breathing is good. I mean, you know.
You have to do it.
Kind of essential to stay alive.
It's true.
Absolutely. And I thought, what if I took every pause, every breath from Ben in, I'd say, a 2-minute span, a 2-minute chunk out of our 6 o'clock hour. What if I took every pause and every breath, smashed them all together,
jam them right together,
amplified the sound?
Mm-hmm.
What would that sound like? And look, full disclosure, there was that video. We've made fun of Woods for his heavy breathing.
No, I'm a heavy
breather.
Remember
that video that was going around on social media? It was like some guy selling real estate or something, and he goes, this is what happens when I let my Gen Z employee handle my social media. And it's just him just getting ready to talk.
So good.
And it was just big, heavy breathing. Well, here's what all of Ben's pauses and his breaths in a 2-minute chunk sounded like, condensed to about 15 seconds.
Yes. That is incredible. And that's before you're about to say a sentence like, no, Woods. Right?
Yeah, I didn't just sprint and was out of breath. I'm just sitting here talking to you.
I could listen to it all day.
I'm like a truffle pig.
Yeah, a suckling pig.
I don't like this too much. Feels like I'm someone on that, like, my 600-pound life. I'm sorry.
It's not just you.
I know.
It's
I know.
Me, too.
All right, 3, 2, 1. Catching up with Padres pitcher Michael King. The Padres dugout about to launch the King of the Hill Foundation. We'll talk about that in a second. But first, it's great to see you again.
Yeah, of course. I think it's been since spring training, right?
So it was 6.5 months ago that we first met you in the back patio. At
you hear my nose whistling.
Yeah, you've got more whistle than I do.
All right, 3, 2.
Your wife just goes, throwing my headphones across the office. It sucks, dude. Also, these mics are great. They pick up everything, which is why sometimes if I see he's about to go on one, I'll just
turn it off.
Which is why you'll hear me sometimes in the background going,
yeah, no, I agree.
Oh, crap.
You know? I do the same thing. I'm afraid of leaving my microphone off, so my finger is constantly on the button entire show.
Because you're terrified.
I live the entire show with my finger on the on-off button for these microphones.
It's brilliant. Pauly, it's so brilliant. I know when we get Pauly, when he gives that little laugh, he goes, when I can get one of those out of Pauly, I'm like, yes, got
it. Your clip, we were recording an interview, was it in the dugout?
In the dugout.
With Michael King, right?
Yeah. I was waiting for you to talk, and I'm just...
it was a great interview with Michael King.
Great interview. My wife will tell me all the time, you know, and like my brother, we would go to movies. And we would sit in the movie theater, and I'd be just watching the movie. And he's like, and he would look at me, dude.
Are you okay?
I go, what? He's like, you sound like you're dying. I'm like, what do you mean? And so then you start thinking about it, and you just sit like. I'm holding my breath. I don't want to breathe. But my nose is a whistler. It whistles Dixie for sure.
So when Paul put together all the clips for our urine review, he sent them to me to try to create some sort of structure for the show. And one of the hardest decisions I had was...
Well done, by the way.
What? Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
What's the closer?
What's the closer, though? I didn't want it to be a really long, drawn-out one. It didn't have to be the best one. It wasn't the grand finale. This isn't the fireworks show. But it should be something somewhat memorable.
Yeah.
And I thought something that could punctuate the entire year. Which led me to a clip from really earlier this month about scromiting.
I mean, scromiting is never going to be an issue for me, ever, because I don't smoke enough.
I'll save my Aztecs basketball story.
Scromiting's not a thing, either, by
scromiting,
the way.
Scromiting, it is.
No, it's not.
It's
Nobody does that.
Is it even physically possible to do both at the same time?
Next time you have to vomit, try to scream at the same time and record it and send it to us.
If you'd like to be the first to win Zach Bryan tickets, now is the time to call.
The only thing you have to do is you have to call us and give us your best scrommet.
All right.
Okay.
And Paulie's going to record it during the break.
Yeah, 833-288-0973. Your best scrommet.
You can get your tickets for Zach Bryan at Ticketmaster.com. By the way, that's where the...
I'm not kidding, by the way. Call and scrommet on the air.
It's fine. Hang on. That's for Zach Bryan tickets. Who wouldn't
do
that? We've made you yodel before.
97
much
through the
easier.
Fan. Who's this?
All right, fourth caller.
This is John Young.
All right, you want the tickets? Go ahead, scrum
it.
Give your best scrum it.
I don't know.
You got to scream and vomit.
No
scream and vomit.
Oh, scream and vomit.
Same time, yeah.
Padres! I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Good enough. You win.
That's it? You
can't believe you gave it to him.
All right, you win.
You win.
Yep.
Hang on, John.
Good job.
Congratulations. Paul, I'll get your information.
I really wanted more.
I know you did.
Let's hear your best. Scream, vomit, scrum it. Good. That was excellent.
You're welcome.
That was excellent. That's what I picture it to sound like.
Whoa.
Any ER nurses running any scrommeting out there, please let me know.
Okay. By the way, cocky is short for cocksure. If you didn't know,
I did.
All right. Come back. Aztecs basketball.
I didn't have to include that last part,
I'm glad you forgot about that.
The unintended comedy of that clip. Our phone lines are now full with people presumably calling to scrum it for Zach Bryant tickets.
No, we already gave them away. Luke Bryan.
That was like 3 weeks ago.
Zach Brown.
Zach Bryan.
No, Luke Bryan.
No, Zach
Luke Brown.
Bryan. No.
We already gave them away, guys.
Sorry, you won't get to hear any chicken fried. Oh, no, it's Zach Brown.
I am. Yeah, cocky is short for cocksure, is what he drops at the end of that. You're a legend. You're a straight-up legend.
What a fun year.
What a fun year, boys. That was. I had such a good time today. That was really, really well done, Paulie. And thank you guys for being here with us. And it was incredible. I enjoyed every second of that.
And that leaves us with just one more thing. Tomorrow's 7th annual Ben & Woods Christmas and Holiday Extravaganza.
Might there be some surprises under the tree for Padres fans tomorrow? Yeah, there might be. There might be.
Might there be some blasts from the past, callbacks to our favorite Christmas and Holiday Extravaganzas? Of course. Some familiar faces, some new friends, and hopefully we will have a really good time tomorrow on our final show of the year over in our sound space.
There's
from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only rule is no sports unless...
Unless there's something.
Something happens.
Something happened.
I don't know.
But listen, great day to watch the show. Great day to watch the show. If you're able to watch the show tomorrow on YouTube, it's really the best way. I recommend taking the day off and just getting drunk tonight and then being hungover.
Not so much that you can't get up at 6 a.m.
No, but like to lay there hungover and watch it in front of a fire, get cozy, have some cocoa, and enjoy Ben & Woods Christmas and Holiday Extravaganza tomorrow.
Now,
very excited.
How stressed are you that we now have a whole 2026 that we got to come up with stuff that's at least as good as that in 2025?
I think we can do it, man.
All right.
I really do. I have a lot of faith in us.
Better. It's contract year.
Oh, my God. We got to bring it.
We got to bring it.
After tomorrow, you guys realize after tomorrow, we are officially lame ducks.
It's true.
Wow.
All right. That's it. That's it for the shows. Until the extravaganza, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning. For executive producer Paul Reindl, great job on all of that today, Paulie.
Thank you, sir.
And all year long. And for Woods, I'm Ben. That's it. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday on 97.3 The Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.